Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Northumbria Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. John Christopher Appleby, Liberal Democrat. Susan Elizabeth Dungworth, Labour and Cooperative Party. Ross Munro, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Mustaq Rahman, Independent. Statement by the police area returning officer for Northumbria. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most. And appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives. And if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find Your Candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Northumbria Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. John Christopher Appleby, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. John Appleby lives in Whitley Bay and has lived in the North East for 40 years. Formerly head of mechanical engineering at Newcastle University, responsible for 1,000 staff and students and a £14 million budget. He continues to be a popular teacher of maths for engineers. John served as a Lib Dem councillor in Newcastle, has stood for Parliament and in mayoral elections in North Tyneside, and has been a trustee of several charities, a school governor, and a trade union branch president. He has served on local and national church committees and is a member of several environmental groups and a keen user and supporter of car clubs. As chair of a local charity in a deprived area, I am conscious of how poverty and experience of crime are often linked. To make residents feel safe, we need to address poverty and work with young people at risk of being drawn into antisocial and criminal behaviour. We need our police to be valued and trusted, and to spend more of their time on crime and its prevention, to build a strong and caring society. And we need to listen more to residents and victims of crime and ensure we respond to their priorities too. If you want a police and crime commissioner who is honest about what's possible, who seeks solutions that everyone can see the sense of, then please give me your vote on May the 2nd. I hope you will vote for me so that I can represent your interests and the interests of each and every person and each and every community across Northumbria Police Area. Prepared by Thom Campion, Election Agent of 110 Warkworth Woods, Newcastle-upon-Tyne, NE3-5RB. On behalf of John Appleby, Liberal Democrat. Contact details. Website https://www.northeastlibdems.org.uk. Email johnapplebyld@gmail.com. Twitter @johnapplebyld. Susan Elizabeth Dungworth, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. Safer streets, stronger communities. Everyone should feel safe in their own homes and businesses, on their local streets and in their communities. Reduce serious and violent crime. I will work with partners in education, health and the voluntary sector, and invest in programmes to reduce violence against women and girls, knife crime, county lines, and rural crime. Prevention, protection, and prosecution will be the priorities for Northumbria Police. Tackle the menace of antisocial behaviour. Too many people do not feel safe in their communities, businesses, and on public transport. I will ensure that the police have a proactive presence to deter those who spoil our environment through vandalism, shoplifting, and illegal riding of motorbikes and electric bikes. Restore neighbourhood policing. I will invest in more neighbourhood police officers and PCSOs to patrol our villages, towns and cities, restoring visibility, trust and confidence in our police. By building relationships with residents and business owners, we will ensure that local issues and concerns are addressed. Communicating with and listening to you. I will hold regular consultation events in every local authority area to enable you to inform our policing priorities and hold the police to account. This will ensure that you feel properly represented and protected by the police, and confident reporting crimes and knowing criminals will be pursued. Properly funded police and public services. I will fight for the restoration of sustainable police funding to invest in the personnel and modern technology needed to fight crime in the 21st century, and for properly funded public services, so the police are freed up to do the job they signed up for. Prepared by Arlene Ainsley, Election Agent of Labour North, King's Manor, Newcastle upon Tyne, NE1 6PA, on behalf of Susan Dungworth. Contact details, telephone 07392 577 940. Email susan4northumbria@gmail.com. Facebook, facebook.com/Susan Dungworth. Labour. Twitter, twitter.com/Susan Dungworth. Instagram, instagram.com/Susan Dungworth4PCC. Ros Munro, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Election statement. With crime in Northumberland, Tyne and Wear rising, trust in Northumbria Police reducing, and the policing element of our council tax having more than doubled since 2012, we need a Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, that listens to local people and police officers, gets the best out of the force, and is robust enough to hold the Chief Constable to account. I'm highly qualified for this role, having been legally educated, worked in criminal justice, and having an ex-police officer as a husband. I also have substantial management experience in my professional career. As your PCC, I will get tougher on offenders by ensuring that hard-working officers have the numbers, cell space, and resources to fight crime. I will recruit more officers, invest in crime-fighting technology, and reopen custody suites across Northumbria. Take a no-nonsense approach to crime. I will work with the Chief Constable to reduce crime types including theft, antisocial behaviour, serious violence, knife crime, and violence against women and girls. Ensure that police time and resources are focused on keeping our communities safe, rather than policing social issues like spats on social media or virtue signalling projects that fail to reduce crime. Boost trust in Northumbria Police by holding the Chief Constable to account, making the police more accessible by reopening police station front desks and giving residents and officers more opportunities to feedback to me. I will ensure that local policing creates consequences for offending and discourages crime. On the 2nd of May, join me in putting more police on our streets and making Northumbria safer by voting for me as your PCC. Prepared by Barry Flux, election agent of 39 Langdale Drive, Cramlington, Northumberland, NE238EE, on behalf of Ros Munro. Contact details. Website https://www.rosmunro.uk. Email ros@rosmunro.uk. Facebook facebook.com/rosmunro.4PCC. Instagram @ros4Northumbria. X @ros4Northumbria. Mustak Rahman, Independent. Election Statement. I'm a former Crown Prosecutor. I understand how our criminal justice system operates. Before I was a prosecutor, I was a legal advisor to the magistrates. Since leaving the CPS, I've been doing private work. There are too many incidents where the police are failing the public. The responsibility for this lies with the PCC, not the frontline officers. According to ONS statistics, since 2019, knife crime in England and Wales has decreased by 8%. In Northumbria, it has risen by 43%. 100% of burglaries reported in whole wards in Northumbria remain unsolved. Over 60% of police desks have been closed. 64 Northumbria police officers have been accused of domestic violence and sexual assault. A shoplifting epidemic is blighting our high streets, causing local businesses to go under. 100,000 antisocial behaviour calls have not been attended. Yet we've been charged a 36% increase in council tax. This isn't good value for money. The public have lost confidence in their political leadership. National parties treat this role as a career stepping stone. We need someone with experience, independent of political control, to put things right. I will focus on getting criminal cases processed. Wheels of justice are too slow, taking years for a case to come to court. Too many criminals believe they can offend without consequences, then ask for other offences to be taken into account. I will focus on rehabilitation. Far too many criminals serve short sentences and then go back into crime. We need to help them get off drugs, find jobs and homes, and get their lives back on track. Party politicians treating rising crime as a public health issue, it's not. It's about enforcing the law to keep people safe. Prepared by Habib Rahman, 2 Friar Street, Newcastle, NE1 4XA. Agent for Mustak Rahman. Contact details. Website http://www.rahman4pcc.org. Email staqrahman@gmail.com. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Northumbria. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Northumbria. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Northumbria on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Appleby, John Christopher, Liberal Democrat, Dungworth, Susan Elizabeth, Labour and Cooperative Party, Munro, Ros, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, Rahman, Mustak, Independent. I can be contacted at Patrick Mellier, Electoral Services, City Hall, Plato Way, Sunderland, SR1 3AA. Elections at sunderland.gov.uk. 0191 520 5550. https://www.sunderland.gov.uk/elections. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.